الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. وقال الله عز وجل: ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. وقال الله عز وجل: ذلك اليوم الحق. وقال الله عز وجل: وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. وفي شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب Allah. All praise and all glory is due to Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator, our designer, our sustainer and protector and guide. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved, prestigious, most honorable messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his beautiful, purified family members, and upon the illustrious companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah in the sacred house of Allah Azza wa Jal. And may our attendance become a means for our guidance, for our purification, for our pardon and success in the deen and the dunya. And may we all be raised with none other than the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. Every single day when I wake up, I get my kids ready, I make them breakfast. And after breakfast, for the last 10-11 years, I've said the same thing: go upstairs, brush your teeth, wash your face and get changed. Every single day for the last 11 years or so. But surprising that every single day, in spite of saying that, after 10 minutes or 15 minutes, they've only done one out of the three. And you ask them why: oh, I forgot. Oh, I got distracted. And then when they come down and finally they are ready, I say to them, go get your coat, get your shoes and get your bag and be ready by the door. And from the distance of the kitchen to the door, they still forget. And they get one out of three. What happened? Oh, I got distracted. This is human nature. This is the fitrah of insan, that we spend our entire lives constantly forgetting and constantly reminding our children, ourselves. And this is the symbol, this is the example I want to share with you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us the entire Quran, which is a reminder. Again and again and again: do this, do this, do this, do this, don't do this, don't do this, and don't do this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, just like our own children, Allah knows that in the 30, 50 or 70 years that we are here on earth, we will be constantly forgetful. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتْ, that remember your Lord whenever you forget. Because by remembering your Lord, you remember the Qur'an. By remembering the Qur'an, you remember the ahkamat of the Qur'an. By remembering the Qur'an, you remember the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And vis-a-vis, you end up following the sunnah and applying all the ahadith in your life. So this remembrance, this reminder is crucial to our success. And in the Qur'an, you have reminders of the past, you have reminders of the present, And you also have reminders of the future. So inshallah, Al-Aziz, today we will take this concept which we began last week on Jum'ah, expand upon it slightly a bit more, and connect it especially to the picture that you can see above, which is none other than the beautiful and blessed and sacred city and sacred balad of Palestine. So the example I gave at the beginning is a very, very mundane and ordinary example of your children and them getting ready and then getting dressed, etc. But we also forget certain things which are mundane, and but we don't necessarily forget those things which are very, very important in our lives. For example, if you have an exam, if you have a driving test, if you have an interview, or perhaps if you're like me, you will forget your anniversary from year to year. The point once that you have, whether it's the doctors, GP, NHS or anything else, the birthdays for yourself and for other people, there are some mundane and there are some which actually strike and keep you focused that these are very, very important, like taking a flight. But all of these things, whether they're ordinary or extraordinary, they can cause a certain amount of anxiety. They can cause you to be worried, to be anxious. And they can also affect your sleep. We don't necessarily forget any of these important things in our lives. But have you ever thought about that? Will there ever become or be an event in or situation in your lifetime that you will forget your own mother and father? That you will forget your own brother and sister? That you will forget your own wife and your children, and you'll say, no, I don't want anything to do with them, I have nothing to do with them, it will just be about yourself. Do you ever think there will be a situation or scenario in your lifetime where a mother will forget to suckle and breastfeed her own child? Where children will, their hairs will become grey due to a particular event in their life? So whilst we may forget certain ordinary things in our lifetime, the problem with us all is that we generally forget all of those things that are related to our deen. If I ask you, what did you learn last week on Jum'ah? And many people will be very, very hazy. Or the Jum'ah before. Or the Jum'ah before that. Even if you ask people on the same day, a few hours later after Jum'ah, and they'll think, what did I listen to in Jum'ah? I was too busy doing or forgetting or thinking about something else. And this is the world that we live in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remember. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam wants us to remember. But the world wants us to forget. And the shaitan's job is to constantly make us forget. Forget the zikr of Allah, forget the establishment of our deen, and forget the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again in the Quran says, وَذَكِّرْ وَذَكِّرْ سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَىٰ وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَىٰ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind them again and again and again, because insan is forgetful. And إِنَّ هَذِهِ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ. The entirety of the Qur'an is a reminder for those people of taqwa, for those people of intelligence. But the shaitan's job is to make us forget. And the reason why I say this is because for the last 8 months or so, the West and Israel have been trying to make us forget what's been happening, not just in the last 8 months, what's been happening for the last 70, 80 years. They do not want you to remember history. They do not want you to remember the plight or the suffering of our brothers and sisters. The media is there. They want you to forget. They want to sugarcoat over everything. And there is coming a time very soon in the next few weeks where our politicians, politicians from this town, politicians from this country, who are very, very, you know, Israel has the right to defend itself and do whatever they want. Now these same people will forget their own statements and they'll say, no, we support Palestine now. We support the recognition of Palestine. We support X, Y, and Z. So I'm here to remind you that do not forget the reality. Do not forget your past. Do not forget the future, because we will all be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. On that day which none of us can deny, the day of hisab, the day of accountability. And they can see the pressure building up from all parts of the world, and this pressure is there bringing them to account. And even though justice may not necessarily be done here in dunya, we know as Muslims that justice will be served. Divine justice will be served by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawmul Hisab, on the day of accountability. So the difference between Muslims and non-Muslims is they live their life in a state of heedlessness and forgetfulness, and they do whatever they want. Whereas the life of a Muslim is we are constantly remembering Allah Azza wa Jal in our five daily salah, constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our azkar, constantly remembering our deen and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And all of this takes us to one point. What is that one point? Is the day of Qiyamah, is the day of Hisab, is the day of accountability, when we will stand back in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we will be held accountable for what we did as individuals, and also for what we did as a community, and what we did or did not do as an ummah when other people were suffering, when other people were being completely, utterly annihilated and destroyed. We will also be questioned and held accountable for that. So the world, yes, now there's a huge amount of pressure to the ICJ and also to the ICC to see what happens. But we do not need to worry about this worldly justice, because our eyes and our mind and our heart should always be fixed to the day of Qiyamah, to the day of Hisab, when we know that nobody will be able to get away with anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about this nature of insan being forgetful and the true forgetfulness on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا, that day that will make children white-haired. These youthful, vibrant children that will become white-haired on that day, the day of Hisab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. That on that day, on the day of Hisab, a man will flee from his own brother. He will flee from your own mother and father, from your own wife and children. What? You will forget them. In the dunya, you know you have a responsibility towards your mother, your father, your children, your spouse. But on that day, you will forget everything. It will just be about you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because that is the day of reality. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ, the day of reality. So whilst the dunya may be in a constant state of forgetfulness and constant state of heedlessness, we as Muslims, we are constantly remembering that one pivotal day, the day of reckoning, the day of Hisab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَزْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَدْعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارًا وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارًا وَلَكِنَّ عَزَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. On that day, on the day of Hisab, on the day of justice, you will see the nursing mother even forget her own baby. You will see the pregnant woman even miscarrying her own baby. You will think that people are drunk, people are bewildered, whilst they are not. Why? Because they know that the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is right before them, and it is right and it's severely there in front of them. So we as Muslims, no matter what justice may take place or may not take place in the dunya, we know that there is a day of reckoning, a day of hisab, and a day of accountability which we must all constantly prepare for. It's not sufficient to say, yes, amantu billah wal yawmil akhir, I believe in Allah and I believe in the last day. That's just an utterance of the tongue. If you believe it in, then you have to prepare for it with your actions. What are you doing in terms of your actions to prepare for the day of Hisab when you return back to Allah Azza wa Jal? So as I mentioned, insan by his very nature is extremely forgetful. And this is why the dua is there in the Quran, that رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. O our most benevolent, most kind and generous Lord, do not take us to account for those things that we forget. لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا. Oh, أخطأنا, all the mistakes that we make, because we know how forgetful we are. But you will still be held accountable for your salah, for your zakah, for your siyam, for your hajj, for your sha'air, for your fara'id, and for also the hukukul ibad, your responsibility that you had towards the ummah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So whilst forgetfulness and the nature of forgetfulness can be praiseworthy in some circumstances, when you forget other people and the evil that they have done to you personally, or you forget the faults of other people, or you forget the pain and the suffering or the debts that the people owe you, and you move on, that is a praiseworthy form of forgetfulness. However, forgetfulness is extremely blameworthy when you forget Allah Azza wa Jal, when you forget your purpose here in this dunya, when you forget that you have to uphold justice and equality for all of humanity, when you forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, when you forget to be grateful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you forget the huquq of Allah, and you also forget the huquq of the ibad of Allah, and you forget the hisab that you will have to be accountable for on the day of Qiyamah, when you forget, when you'll be standing before Allah Azza wa Jal. It is blameworthy when we forget our brothers and sisters in Yemen, in Palestine, in Syria, and also throughout the world. At the beginning in October, everybody was there. Then look at now, look at where is our level of taqwa and our level of remembrance in comparison to where it was. But we must continue and remember them. How would you ever sleep each night if you knew that your children did not eat, or if they did not have clothes to wear the following day? You wouldn't forget any of these things. But our brothers and sisters, they do not have the food available to them. They do not have homes over their heads. None of these things are available to them. So my brothers and sisters here today, do not forget those people who are in need of not just our du'as, but in need of our assistance, in need of our support. Because forgetting Yawmul Hisab will lead you to breaking all of the rules of the Sharia. Because you forget Yawmul Hisab, you will end up being disrespectful towards your parents. You will end up betraying your Quran, cherry picking certain things and not applying certain things. You will betray the Ummah. You will betray your trust. You will potentially cheat on your spouse. You will buy and sell haram. Why? Because you don't care about day of Hisab. You will seize people's rights and their inheritance. You will take bribes and interest. Women will not wear their hijab and they'll do so many things. Why do you do any of these things? Is because you think, oh, it doesn't matter, I'll get away with it. It doesn't matter who is there to take me to account. But for us as Muslims, we know that every single day brings us closer and closer to the day of Hisab. So we cannot afford in any way or form to forget the day of Hisab. However, we still do. This is our nature. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَزَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. That indeed those who go astray, how many of the Muslim Ummah are just there in their own world doing whatever they want, and they are away from the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have forgotten Allah azza wa jal. They have forgotten the severe punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? What is the reason for the punishment from Allah azza wa jal? Because they forgot the day of Hisab, the day of accountability, the day when they will return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to us on that particular day, وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. That today we will forget you. Why? Because you forgot this day, and you forgot that you will be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this particular day. وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. And your abode will be the fire of hell, where none will be able to help you. So brothers and sisters, every salah is there to remind you about Yawm al-Hisab. Every Jum'ah is there to remind you about Yawm al-Hisab. Everything that we do should be a constant reminder that we are accountable, and our deeds are being recorded by the angels, and we'll be given this account of deeds on the day of Qiyamah, and we'll be held responsible for what we did and what we did not do. Not just for ourselves and for our family members, but also for
what we did for our brothers and sisters throughout the world as well. So whilst the world wants you to forget, you must not forget the date 15/05/1948 when the catastrophe took place in Nakba in Palestine. You must not forget the land grab that has been constantly been taking place in Palestine. You must not forget the raping, the incarcerations of young and old, the inhumane treatment, the constant harassment of brothers and sisters in Palestine, the apartheid scheme that is taking place right this moment in time, the wars, the phosphorus bombs, the hospitals, the destructions, the schools, the genocide, the killing, every single thing the world wants you to forget. And they will cover up everything and they will make false promises. But we as Muslims, we must not forget this particular thing that has been ongoing for the last 78 years. We must not forget our plea for our brothers and sisters from the river to the sea. Insha'Allah, Palestine will be free. We must not forget the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has promised that لا تزال طائفة من أمتي يقاتلون على الحق, that a group of people from my ummah will continue to fight in defense of the truth, ظاهرين إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of Qiyamah, and they will be triumphant. And this is none other than the Bashara for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. What army do they have? What navy do they have? What do they have in comparison to this, to Israel and the other countries that are supporting it? But in spite of that, they have the strongest thing, the strongest armor, the strongest yaqeen, the strongest iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have not forgotten the day of Hisab, and they know whatever they do is recorded with Allah Azza wa Jal. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told us, do not forget. Forget what, Ya Rasulullah? That the first matter to be judged between people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will be the cases of murder. We have the ICC, we have the ICJ, and they all say, yes, we will do this and we will do that. But our yaqeen and our iman and the iman of our brothers and sisters in Palestine, they know that the first thing that will be taken to account after the fara'id is none other than the cases of murder. أَوَّلُ مَا يُقْضَى بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي الدِّمَى, the cases of murder. So they will not forget this, and neither should we forget this as well. We should not forget the countries that continue to supply arms and give their unrelenting support, unconditional support to this. We should not forget that we will be accountable not just for ourselves, but for others as well. We must not forget the vetoes that took place at the UN and the hypocrisy that took place by our own politicians here in this country and the failure for them to even call out for a ceasefire. But these same people in a month or two time will come to you and say, vote for us, we will support you, we will support Palestine. So you must remember all of these things, and you must not forget, and you must look into the background of every single politician before you give them your vote. Why? Because you will be accountable. Allah will say, what did you do? Allah will take you to account with the power that you had, whether with your tongue, whether with your hand. You will be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be very, very careful in how things play out in the next few months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ, that the reckoning of people's judgment has drawn near, yet how are they? What is their kayfiyah? What is their hal? They are still heedlessly turning away from Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not be from those people who turn away from the plight and the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Yemen, and everywhere else throughout the world. Do not be from those people who turn away from the zikr of Allah, from the deen of Islam, from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because yawmul haqq, Yawmul Hisab is there for every single one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have said this verse 1445 years ago, however, the day of accountability is like this, the way it was described by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Do not be addicted to the dunya, absorbed in the love of the dunya, and be forgetful and heedless of the reality that is fast approaching every single one of us, which is the day of Hisab. Do not forget the upcoming elections. Do not forget all of the boycotts and the lies and the betrayals. Do not forget all of these things, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you what you did, what you remembered, and what you forgot. The people of Palestine, they have certainly not forgotten any of this, because they are currently suffering this as they have been doing for the last 70 or 80 years. But they, in spite of all of this, they're still eager to meet their Lord. Why? Because they believe in Yawmul Hisab. They believe in Yawmul Haq. They believe in Yawmul Qiyamah. They believe, and they are ready. Ask yourselves, are you ready for your accounts to be opened up before Allah Azza wa Jal, for it to be shown to the rest of the world? Or are you still oblivious of the day of Hisab, where everything will be exposed to the all of humanity before Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعَرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً, that on that day we will be brought to judgment and none of your secrets will remain hidden. Ma'arad, what does ma'arad mean in Arabic? It's a massive, huge scale where everything is open, it's a convention, everything is there for everybody to see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, يَوْمَ تُبَلَ السَّرَائِرِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ, that that day, on the day of Hisab, secrets will all be put on trial. You know, all of the backhandish conversations and the deals that are taking place between all of these powerful Western states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the reality of who said what, who did what, who promised what. So we need to be on the right side of the accounts of the day of Qiyamah, and we need to make sure that we did what we could and we said what we could for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow people on the day of Qiyamah to argue, to bicker, to manipulate, to spin any of their statements. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that, what will we do? الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, that your mouths will be sealed, your hands and your feet, everything will testify against you, and they will tell and inform Allah Azza wa Jal exactly what you used to say and what you used to do. This is the day of Hisab. So when you are dealing with drugs, with alcohol, doing anything illegal, remember there's a day of Hisab for you. Remember when brothers and sisters are suffering and you remain silent, there will also be hisab for that silence as well. We all need to prepare for that particular day when we return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's impossible for any Muslim who believes in Allah Azza wa Jal, who believes in the day of Qiyamah, in Yawmul Hisab, to ignore the suffering, the plight, the genocide and the utter destruction, the starvation and loss of humanity that is ongoing now in Palestine with our brothers and sisters. How can even Muslim countries block their borders and seal off everything and just sit back and allow every single thing to unfold? These people, they have forgotten Yawmul Hisab. And because these leaders and all these countries have forgotten Yawmul Hisab, they will be held accountable in the most strictest and severest of forms on the day of Qiyamah. They continue to trade, they continue to talk with them and continue to maintain ties, but they do not do anything for our brothers and sisters throughout the world. Muslim leaders are accountable, and we will be accountable to a certain degree as well. They can make the change and we can make the change as well. Look at how there has been a gradual change in society, a change within this university campuses, a change within different industries. We need to bring about that change so that on the day of Qiyamah we can say, Ya Allah, I did this and I did this and I said this and I tried this. Ya Allah, you can take me to account because I tried my best, and not be from those people who continue to deal with all of these negative situations. So Gaza, Rafah, Yemen, and all of these other situations that are unfolding right before us, the world may have forgotten Yawmul Hisab, but we as Muslims, we have not and we shall not forget Yawmul Hisab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُزْلَمُونَ, and fear a day, what day? The day of Hisab, when you'll be returned back to Allah Azza wa Jal, then every single soul shall be compensated for what it earned, and no one shall be dealt with unjustly. Remember and remind yourselves, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall never forget and never forgets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us and gives us this reassurance, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَادِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. But the mujrimeen, the perpetrators, the zalimeen, the people who did so much destruction and injustice, they will be running away and they will be completely bewildered and they'll screaming and shouting and they'll say, what is this book that doesn't omit anything? Everything small, everything big, everything open and hidden is contained within this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring these mujrims, bring all of these people to hisab on the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to every single day take ourselves to account before we are held accountable, and for us to make sure that we hold others accountable as well for what they say and what they do before the day of Qiyamah. Wa qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum jazakumullahu khayran.